Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy industry as well as dairy consumers across the state. So we think about the impact of HPAI on the dairy industry. Most of you are aware that HPAI has been discovered in dairy cattle in Kansas and some of our other states here in the Midwest. And while this presents very little issues for the dairy cows, it in general creates some concern amongst consumers. So many questions have been asked about the safety of dairy products. And today I want to ensure our dairy producers as well as our consumers that the dairy products are safe. Number one, abnormal milk is separated from saleable milk at the dairy farm, and the abnormal milk is either discarded or destroyed and not included in the supply that goes to dairy processing plants. So that's the first line of defense that our dairy industry does to ensure that you have safe, wholesome products in the grocery store. Now, the second thing that happens at the processing plant is that the milk is pasteurized. So the pasteurization process that we use for our dairy products is safe, and it does deactivate any possibility that the virus might create a human health problem in dairy products. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our consumers and our dairy industry that the dairy products that have been pasteurized are safe and wholesome for consumption.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.